The streaker, I think, got Simon Fraser a first down. And we got security getting after him. He's into the, Sam, you call it.
He's
you
into
call
the end zone, and he's breakdancing in the end zone bare naked. He's being chased by security, and he's
going for the hill.
Security fell down.
Go.
Security is gone.
He's gone for
get
the
up the fence.
Oh, he's going.
You got to love college football.
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial-free?
He is going to put his team shorthanded.
As smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control.
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. In Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Welcome to the show, everybody. I have a very special guest with me this week. Torin is here. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. It's been, I don't know, how many months has it been? It's been a couple months.
2 months here. Or so?
Yes.
Can you hear me? I can't hear me.
You
can't
hear?
But I assume that you can hear me.
Just keep talking.
Okay, I'm talking now. Things that, oh, the things that I'm saying.
Can you hear yourself?
No, I can't hear anything. Well, oh, now, oh, I was there for a second. No.
This is college radio.
No.
Here, do this.
I don't have to hear myself.
That's okay.
As long as other people can hear me.
It doesn't even matter.
All right. It's college radio.
Who's listening?
I can hear. I can hear perfectly. I can hear me too, so it doesn't matter. Do you want these back?
No.
Okay.
No, you can keep them. Torin, why don't you introduce yourself? Why are you important?
I'm not important,
okay,
but
well.
I am the lead singer for The Darkest of the Hillside Thickets.
Indeed.
A local band that Mariel knows of.
Yes, and the last time Torin was here, he was helping to promote a show.
Yes, Cthulhupalooza.
An event, a festival.
A fundraiser. For Child's Play Charity.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to go, but I heard stories from people that were there, and I saw photos, and it looked awesome.
Ooh, what kind of stories did you hear?
Just good general stories.
General stories.
Just general, like, yeah, I was there. Yeah, they did this. Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, cool. That's a good story.
Nothing too out there. Did you guys open the bowels of hell or anything like that? Because I definitely didn't hear stories about that.
No, we didn't open it, but Cthulhu did show up.
Really?
Yeah, Cthulhu showed up at the end and laid waste.
Really?
Yes, I kid you not. And anyone who was there can verify that. We also did some super special stuff with the projector screen, and we had big giant puzzle pieces for our headgear.
Did you guys all like fit together at the end?
It wasn't that well put together puzzle. But that was the idea. We fit together musically.
Okay, sure, that works.
Yeah.
Works out fine. And there was a rock band competition as well.
Yes, that's right. And that was fun and hectic.
Hectic?
Yeah. It was an interesting experiment.
Yeah. It must have been hard to organize.
It was very hard to organize.
I bet people disappeared.
And we didn't really give it enough time, so that we had a bunch of short films we wanted to show that we didn't have time to show. But we did show The Call of Cthulhu. And that was well received.
In its entirety?
In its entirety, yeah.
Nicely done. That's awesome. So the winner of the rock band competition, he got to play with you guys, right?
Yes, he got to come up and sing Shh, which is the track that's on Rock Band that we have on Rock Band. And mm-hmm. that was a lot of fun. He was a great sport.
It was great.
Yeah.
Great sport, old chap. perhaps we'll play that song later. But What was I going to say? Were you talking about the people that put together Clueapalooza?
Yes, and we've kind of formed a loose coalition for organizing similar nerdy events, and we are currently calling ourselves Second Level Wizards.
Oh, yes, I remember.
And you can look that up on Facebook. The next thing we're going to be doing is a Saturday morning cartoon party, or a sequence of Saturday morning cartoon parties.
You know what? Like, Saturday morning cartoons and movies that I watched, like, when I was a kid, aren't as good as I remember them being. I recently rewatched The Land Before Time, and it's so annoying.
Oh, I've never actually seen
I remember
that.
Being really into it when I was a kid, and I rewatched it, like, last week, going like, oh, this is such a cool movie. I was so into this. Like, dinosaurs, and it was so annoying. I can't, like, I don't know how my mom stood it when I was a kid, but it totally sucked.
Yeah, I used to watch The Bionic Six when I was a young lad, and that was a show in the 80s, and it's really, really actually quite bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there are a number of cartoons that are still hold up today.
Maybe.
Like the old Spider-Mans. In their way.
Which,
I mean, they're not.
Which old Spider-Man?
The 1967 which I actually have a track that I brought from the jazz composer Ray Ellis, who did a lot of the music for that. But yeah, we're doing Saturday morning cartoon parties, and then we're going to do a Ghostbusters event of some kind, because this year is the 25th anniversary of
really?
Ghostbusters. Yeah.
Aren't they making a new movie or something?
What they did, this I have an unreliable source. If you go to protoncharging.com, you get all the news. They basically made the video game that's coming out, the third movie.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes. Oh. So that's coming out, I think, in June or something, and that's when we're going to be doing our special event at the Rio.
Oh.
And yes, which is also where we'll be having the Saturday morning cartoon party, if everything goes as planned.
So the Saturday morning cartoon party, is there a date for that yet?
Not yet.
All right.
We are working towards that.
But it'll actually be like Saturday morning, right?
Yes.
Does everyone have to show up in their jammies?
No, but you get extra points.
Really?
Yeah. And we're shipping in some cereal from the UK, and I usually get some up from the US as well. Maybe there'll be some Frankenberry and Booberry.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah, and Count Chocula.
Yeah, Count Chocula we can actually get here in Canada, but not Frankenberry or Booberry.
No.
And Yummy Mummy, discontinued.
What?
You cannot get Yummy Mummy anymore.
I don't even remember Yummy Mummy. I'll just throw that out there. I remember Booberry, but definitely not Yummy Mummy. Are those all, like, that cereal with marshmallows, right?
Yeah. And the monsters. There was also Fruit Brute for a very short period of time.
That's awesome. When I was a kid, I would just eat the marshmallows. I'd, like, scoop cereal. I'd probably still do that.
I like to save the marshmallows for last.
Actually. I can't do that. I don't have that kind of self-control. I can't do that at all.
And that's why you buy all the comics single issues and don't wait for the grass.
No, I don't. I'm trying a new method, and it's going to work out this time.
But in a way, if it weren't for people like you, those graphic novels would never get made.
No, because a lot of people that I know that read comics will just buy the single issues and the graphic novels. They'll just buy both.
Fair enough.
I don't see the point in that, but whatever. Teach their own.
Yep. Support your local comic shop, people.
There we go. So did you want to play this Spider-Man song?
Yeah, let's do that.
Ray Ellis song. It's called The Governor Laughed at Me.
I don't know if that's the actual title, but that's what I call it, because when that music is playing on the specific episode, the villain is having this. The governor laughed at me. The mayor laughed at me. The idiot scientist who built this toy laughed at me. And it goes
Torrin
on and on.
Is also a voice actor.
It's true.
No, but we'll talk about that later. This is some Spider-Man music for you right now on We All Fall Down.
We'll be right back. Unfazed, unclean, unsaid, uncanned, undared, unwind. No fuse, no prime, no plans, no time, no push, no shove, no god, no hope, no black, no white, no source of light, no second chance, no end inside, no flesh, no bone, no blood, no mess, no hate, no love, no sweet corral, nothing to see, no links, no ties, no time for that, no love, goodbyes, no lies, no fakes, no secrets, no problem, no way.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. That was
Bloodhag.
Exactly, from beautiful Seattle, Washington. I played Bloodhag because they are coming up to Vancouver to play a show, which is also why Torin is here to talk about said show. Yes.
Yes, on February the 7th
at
the Bourbon.
Bloodhag are playing with Darkest of the Hillside Thickets and the Boss Monsters.
Yes.
Did I just see those guys? I actually just saw those guys as well. They're awesome.
Oh, good. Because I haven't seen them. So it's good to know that we'll be playing with
them. Yeah, they put on a good show. I saw them at Pat's Pub, I think, the other week.
I knew they'd be good because they have Norm Critch in the band, who's a personal friend of mine. We used to play D&D together.
Nice.
Yeah, it all comes around to Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, it always just comes back to Dungeons & Dragons.
And that's going to be a kind of a fairly early show. I think the first band, I think the Boss Monsters are on at 8, and then
really?
Bloodhag at 9, and then Thickets at 10.
Oh, okay. Is that because they have something else going on afterwards, or?
Let's assume that that's the case.
Okay, sure.
But also, we can say that
Thickets
as a band.
Thickets are playing for 5 hours.
Yeah, that's right. As a band full of, you know, near 40-year-olds, we enjoy playing early and going home.
Yeah, I can definitely appreciate that. I've definitely skipped out on a lot of shows recently because, one, it's been too cold, or two, I feel like it's too late.
I'm
like,
yeah.
11?
Not to be a killjoy or anything, but
go to sleep or something. Totally old.
And we'll have, I'm planning on at Cthulhu Palooza, we had some special Jones Soda made up.
Yes.
With seven different designs of labels, all featuring the Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. We'd like a Spaceship Zero Cola and whatnot. We have a couple of leftovers, so I'm going to bring them to the show. And
you guys can all get high on soda.
Yeah, give them out for free.
Oh, nice.
But not to interfere with the bar sales. Just a couple.
Just
one or two.
Just a few under the table.
Yeah, so get early. Get there early.
Say the secret password.
Get your trivia knowledge warmed up, because I'm sure.
What? Oh, it's a trivia thing.
I'm sure there'll be some kind of Lovecraftian sciencey trivia that I'll come up with.
All right, better start studying. Maybe you can start reading the books that Blood Hag threw out into the crowd.
Oh yeah, Blood Hag.
Do that.
What a great band.
What a great band.
We played with them a few months ago in Seattle. We had actually played with them, I think, five or 10 years ago, before the Bush administration, when we actually went down to the States. They sing about science fiction and fantasy authors, and they throw out paperback books into the crowd during their shows.
Somebody told me that, unfortunately, a lot of the times the crowd just goes nuts and they like take the books and just start ripping the pages out.
That's crazy.
Stuff like that. Like, no, what are you doing? I probably haven't read that.
I've never seen that before. The last show, I grabbed my book, I took it home, and I gave it to a friend who I thought would appreciate it. Because I don't know, who has time to read? Not me.
Was it like an Anne McCaffrey book or something?
No. Although they do have an Anne McCaffrey song.
Surprise. Isn't Anne McCaffrey's kid, like her son, doing the exact same thing, like picking up where she left off?
I don't know.
Like doing the whole
Herbert Dune thing. I don't remember. Herbert something. Something Herbert.
You figure that, like, there's only so much you can really write about. Like, how many books has she written about the exact same thing?
I don't know. My mom used to read them, so, you know.
She has written a lot, and it's definitely like the same book over and over again. But that's just my opinion.
I haven't read any of them. I have no opinion about
maybe
that. Not
maybe
to diss Anne McCaffrey. Really, I'm sure she's a very
Anne
nice
McCaffrey.
Person.
I'm sure she's a great human being. But yes, that's happening February 7th at the Bourbon. It's going to be an awesome show. That's a Saturday. That's not this coming Saturday, but next Saturday, right?
It's a week and a half, not even.
Excellent. What else did I want to say? I wanted to, speaking of hilarious metal bands, educational metal bands, I recently bought the second season of Metalocalypse.
Me too!
It's such a good show.
It's good.
And I've talked about the band Death Clock a couple times on this show.
Speaking of cartoons,
maybe there should be a Metalocalypse screening. If I could watch Metalocalypse
on a giant
screen at the Rio...
You should put that idea forth to Second Level Wizards.
Second Level Wizards.
Maybe we can make it happen.
But I'm a 12th level paladin. It doesn't even...
Oh.
It doesn't... I'm sorry.
Too bad.
Yeah, I know. Maybe one day. I don't like being a spellcaster
in the Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah. I don't know. I just can't.
Well,
there are already too many things I can't keep track of.
I will say this to the new edition of Dungeons and Dragons. Everyone's a spellcaster.
No, they're not.
Everyone has powers. Everyone has like as many powers as a spellcaster does.
I suppose so. That does.
So it's like playing a spellcaster in many ways.
Yeah, I'm playing two fourth ed D&D campaigns right now, and like I'm just losing track of like all of my different like bonuses that I give to like all the other players.
Yeah.
Like, oh wait, you guys had like a +5. I'm sorry. I only remember now.
I know. There's a lot of retcon. I didn't die last turn because of this +5.
You're like, oh, I wanted to use minor action last turn.
That's Dungeons and Dragons. We love it and we hate it.
My friends want to start up a new game, a Battletech campaign. And apparently, it's like the most confusing system ever. Like, I don't understand it all. It's supposed to be like Mech Warrior, but like everything just has flowcharts. And if like you'll spend a turn trying to turn your body like 5 degrees to the north.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, what? I don't understand.
Yeah.
But I'll probably just get really angry and I don't know.
You should play Spaceship Zero. I heard that's a good role playing game.
I heard that was an amazing role playing game. It's the one that Torn wrote.
Yeah.
By the way, that's why we're saying awesome things about it. I actually haven't played it yet.
But you have a copy?
No.
I know a guy who can get you a copy.
I saw one at the comic shop recently, and I was going to pick it up, but I was totally broke at the time, so
I did not.
But don't worry. I'll pick it up sometime, and if I ever stop, like, when this Dungeons & Dragons campaign ends, and
when,
maybe
when
can...
the whole D&D thing blows over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When everyone just gets really angry and quits, then maybe we'll all just start playing Spaceship Zero. But I wanted to get to some Death Clock right now. They put out an album after season one came out, and I'm really hoping another album comes out after season two.
Can I say something about Death Clock?
Yes, of course
that
you can.
Some people may not know. Brendan Small, who's one of the creators of Death Clock, was also very heavily involved in Home Movies, another cartoon that was, was previous to that. It's a very good series, also available on DVD.
Nice.
And there's a lot of kind of crossover. There's a metal band that lives in the town, and they're called, I don't remember what they're called.
So he kind of like worked his interests into home movies as well.
I never watched
home movies, so.
It takes a while to get into, but it's good. It's a good investment.
Nice. But I'm still all over Metalocalypse. The other day I watched the whole, like, both discs of season two, just, like, in one sitting. Like, sit down, play all.
Yeah.
One of those. And so, how about we get to some Death Clock? This song is called Awaken.
Nice. That's a good one.
From the episode where they awaken the lake troll.
Yeah.
The lake troll. That's all I'm saying. If you haven't watched it, it's on YouTube. It's on the internet, because everything's on the internet, and the internet will give you things for free if you ask nicely.
If you ask nicely.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
The time has come to awaken him. I call upon the ancient lords of the underworld to bring forth this being and
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. I was just telling Torin about how I was supposed to interview Dragon Force in December. And the way that we pitched it was Jordy, the editor of Discorder, and I emailed the guys, their press people, and said that when Dragon Force are in town, we want to challenge them to a Guitar Hero type thing. Or at least like one of them. You know, if the whole band's like not available or whatever, that's cool. But
or can't play video games.
Something like that. That's what we later.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the conclusion.
I spoiled the ending.
But because I won a Guitar Hero competition like years ago at the Anza Club, and so we wanted to pitch it as like Guitar Hero Champion versus Dragon Force. And they replied and said Dragon Force does not play Guitar Hero anymore. And we're like, what? It's probably because they suck. Super angry. And then we just didn't do the interview because we
That's just cruel.
The second idea we had was Dungeons and Dragon Force, where we would conduct an interview like in character.
In character?
Well, but they also shot down that idea. We're like, what? It'll be like 10 minutes long. Like, it doesn't matter. We'll
character generation is like at least half an hour. You can't fool me.
Well, we told them like we'd roll up characters for them and everything.
Pre-gens.
And they either, they either didn't get it or they just weren't down.
So, who wants to be the elf?
This is stupid. We're not doing this. Unfortunately. So that didn't happen, but I just played 3 Inches of Blood, which didn't segue properly, but I don't really care. I just played 3 Inches of Blood off of their album Advance and Vanquish. That song was called Deadly Sinners. Prior to that was some Death Clock off of the Death album. That song was called Awaken. I think I played Bloodhag before that with their song Douglas Adams. Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, their latest CD is called Shadow Out of Tim, and I think everyone wants to know when's the new album coming out. It's been a couple of years.
These are tough questions.
It's been a few years.
It's tough questions in a difficult time.
It's been hard times for us all.
Let me be diplomatic and political about this. Mm-hmm. We're working on it.
It's, you know, it's on the back burner for now.
Well, no, it's on the side burner.
Yeah,
okay. It's on the side burner.
That's close. That's pretty close.
In our current economic climate, I don't like taking the bus to Chilliwack.
Oh, okay. It's basically
no, we're working on it. We're working on it.
Nice. Oh, and what I wanted to ask you a while ago was at the show that Thickets are playing, which is February 7th at the Bourbon. If you're just tuning in, they're playing with Bloodhag. You guys are going to have costumes, right? Okay,
yes.
That's one thing that
always.
Yeah,
that's a given.
You don't ever need
to ask.
Okay.
Although, for the people who are listening who might not know that we normally dress up in costumes, I guess it's good to bring up.
Is it, and it's a new costume every time?
No, it's not a new costume every time.
I would like to think that it's a new costume.
Well, yeah. If you only come to every, like, 6 or 7 show, then maybe it's a new costume every single time.
You guys, like, never play shows. You guys have probably played 7 shows.
in our 15-year career, yeah.
Just joking. Joking. Yes, but I've seen them before, and they put on an amazing show. It's highly entertaining and super geeky. When I saw you guys at the Media Club, everyone in the front row were all like, they're all trying to see the set list, and they were like, girls and guys going like, oh yeah, they're playing the Mouth song! That's so awesome! They're like super stoked on it, and they were like all singing along. It was great. I love geeks.
That's true.
Amazing.
They're good, fine people.
A while ago, Duncan, the guy that does show before me, was saying that the morons will take over the world or something like that. I think it'll be the geeks.
The nerds.
The nerds.
The dorks.
Yep, the dorks and the geeks.
It's happening, slowly.
It's happening and you don't even know it, guys.
Look right behind you. Is that
right
a nerd or a dork?
Before your eyes. Everyone is playing Dungeons and Dragons and you don't even know it. It's just you. It's just you.
In fact, I was on the bus like last week and these two guys pulled out their monster manual.
Really? That's awesome.
I wanted to get in the conversation, but I thought, no. I'll leave it to them.
Yeah, I know. Every time I see someone playing like their DS or something on the bus, like I have my DS in my bag all the time, and every time I see somebody else playing, I always want to be like, "I'll race you." But like, I don't know if that's like, I don't know if that's weird. Like, is that creepy? Like, or like sign on to PictoChat and see if they're online at the same time, and be like, "I'm sitting to the right."
That's a little creepy.
Yeah, like I don't know how to bring it up without making it really, really creepy. Yeah. So I don't. So I never challenge anyone on the bus.
Fair enough.
But one day it'll be the social norm.
Yes, bus battles.
Bus battles. I totally went off topic there. I brought up Shout Out of Tim because why did I bring it up? Torn,
was it was it because we're gonna play a track from Akira Ifukube, who was the musical composer for King Kong versus Godzilla, and this song is an a cappella version of the theme to that movie, And it was a partial, it was a really big inspiration for me for our song Theme to an Earthquake, which is the opener track from our album, The Shadow mm-hmm. of Tim. And if you've heard that track from our album,
do you want me to play that
you
track?
Will, it doesn't matter. I kind of don't want them to compare side by side. Because that's like, that the Akira Ifukube song is really good, and this is kind of like a really pale imitation.
We can play it later on, and maybe they'll like forget what the Akira version sounds like.
Yeah, sure.
And then maybe we'll end off with it. Maybe we'll segue into Robin's show later on.
Sounds good.
Who's right there being creepy.
Sure is.
Yep, it's great.
In his way.
All right, King Kong versus Godzilla right now. Right now.
Your facts, your figures, what are they worth now, huh? Are they worth the lives of 7 billion people?
Love song.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Torin is here.
Hello.
Hello. We just played... What did we just play?
The math song.
We played the math song.
A fan favorite. A fan favorite.
Oh, definitely. If you're listening to the lyrics, they were all... It was all just math. Math equation.
It's an equation.
Just one long equation. Is there an answer?
There is an answer. We had a contest when the album first came out.
Yeah.
I think it was a lifelong subscription to our newsletter, The People of Innsmouth, which we still do very occasionally. But yes, there is an answer, and yes, we do get questions on the thicket on the forums at thickets.net occasionally with regards to that very question.
That very formulae. Very specific question. And so is the answer like...
The answer...
42 or
it's
something?
0.01.
Oh.
Which is very close to zero, which spaceships are.
Oh, it's very close to... You can just make it so the answer...
Well,
zero.
We didn't want it to be too obvious. Is the answer zero? No.
No.
You gotta work.
Oh, and then you have to show the proof, right?
Yeah, you show your
marks,
work. Yeah, we did have some people scan in their
10 pages.
A full scap. And email it to us. It's good times.
Robin's here in 5 minutes. At 2 o'clock, Robin is here to do the Ink Studs show, the show all about comic books and awesome things like that. Apparently he's friends with Mike Mignola on Facebook.
He can talk about that on the show, I'm sure he will.
Yeah, I'm sure he can boast about all of the Facebook friends he has, because he has no friends in real life.
Not in real life.
No friends.
And then I mentioned...
Somebody talk to me.
No one's friended me in an hour. Things aren't good.
And then I mentioned how I met Mike Mignola for the very first time when I went to the H.P. Lovecraft Film Festival last year.
In Portland, which I should have gone to, but I think that was like right after PAX as well. And so I was like, well, I just spent a whole bunch of money going down to the States. I can't really do it again like in a week. No. I used to really like Portland, but I'm liking Seattle more nowadays for whatever reason. Sorry. I also really used to like LA, so I don't know what that says about me.
This segues well into comics that I'm working on right now.
Torn is a multifaceted artist.
It's true. Yeah. I have a couple of different facets. Anyway, I'm working on this project called the World Wildlife Federation of Justice.
Wow.
With characters like Rhinosferatu and Hypnopotamus and Enormouse.
What did you have in story?
Histrionics.
Yeah.
The Cloudscape Comics Collective. Mm-hmm. It was the origin of Rhinosferatu, and right now I'm working on another page for another compilation from those very fine folks, which is Fun Day Sunnies, I think it's called, and we're working on that, and it'll be Gorilla versus Elk Diablo.
Nice.
So you can Google World Wildlife Federation of Justice if you can remember it, and you'll come up to my various drawings and whatnot.
They're smart people. They'll remember it. I'm also playing music off of my DS right now because we're a bunch of geeks.
That's fun.
Yeah, I thought that would be awesome. The last time I did this was the week before I went to PAX, and I did a geek show and just played a whole bunch of video game music and video game covers. Got a lot of good feedback on that show.
So the whole format's changing.
No. You're like the constantly geeky guy. Like every now and then, I'll do like the geek show. I've done like two. I've done like maybe.
Geek anything I've ever done.
What? Sorry. No, they definitely don't.
Fight.
Like,
all right, break out the dice, folks.
A year of doing geeky shows is not equal to me doing one geeky show per year. At all.
Take that.
We all do art. We are. Oh, like you do. All right. Well, if that is the only victory that Robin has, then I will let him have it. I feel sorry for him. Sorry. I'm really sorry. And then after Rob, what comes after your show now? At 3 o'clock, there'll be more awesome stuff on CITR. So stay tuned to CITR all day.
We gotta play. Kill the Chupacabra.
Yeah, that I was getting into that. Oh. Don't worry.
Sorry.
Don't worry.
I'm jumping the gun
Don't
there.
Don't worry.
Slow down, boy.
Don't worry. I didn't forget. If you want to download podcasts for this show, perhaps you wanted to listen to Torn over and over again.
I know I do.
Single day. You can download this show through CITR's website, which is CITR.ca, and you can even download podcasts from any other CITR shows through that website. And as always, you can check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. That's all I really have to say. The last song that we're going to end off with is... Do you want to introduce
it? It's a brand new song to the world of Pick and Tim. Well, almost. I guess it was last month the CD came out, a Child's Play charity CD, organized by a lot of the bands that were at PAX and who are on Rock Band and Guitar Hero and whatnot. And so this song we recorded when we recorded The Shadow to Tim, and we held on to it. We held it back in a similar way that we did with Shh. But now it's available on CD. Gems. So I think pennyarcademerch.com is where you can get that CD.
Indeed.
And this will this is the song. It's our drummer hates it. but one of my friends who heard it before we recorded it said it was the best song we ever did. So
awesome. Well,
tit
you
for tat.
Be the judge. What do you know, Robin?
Mm-hmm. They know rhythm.
The inner rhythm. So thank you very much, Torin.
Thanks for having me again.
For being on the show. You're welcome back anytime.
Yes.
Darkest of the Hillside Thickets are playing with Bloodhag and the Boss Monsters at the Bourbon. Two Saturdays from now, I believe.
Yes.
Two Saturdays. February 7th at the Bourbon. Be there or be square. Or be a square
and, square
and be there. All the squares will be there. I'll be there. I know. Whatever. It doesn't even matter.
And a trapezohedron.
CITR 101.9